This is St. Louis Public Radio. The upstart St. Louis Fashion Incubator is hitting a milestone. A panel of fashion and business experts this week will announce the program's inaugural class. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt recently spoke with the incubator's executive director, Eric Johnson, about the national search, which attracted 43 applications from 16 cities.
We were really trying to meet with the best emerging talent. We wanted for our class of six designers to have a really robust set of designers who represent the best of that emerging group in fashion.
And it would be all aspects of fashion, or are you looking at a certain category?
We really cast a very wide net when it came to the designers who we were looking for. So menswear, womenswear, jewelry, footwear. It was a very broad definition of how we defined fashion.
How exactly will this first class be chosen?
So we're going to actually be later this week in New York City, where we're convening our selection panel of industry experts. We'll be going through the 12 semifinals that we have. What we're looking for is that mix of both the creative side, you know, the artistic vision that the designer has, and evaluating the designer on those terms, as well as the business side. So again, this is really a story of economic development. When we talk about an incubator, it's really about jobs as well. It's about all of the really interesting aspects of fashion that provide for the economy. So we want to make sure that these are robust businesses that we're then able to accelerate and grow.
Do you have a cross-section of panelists focusing on economic development and so-called fashion experts?
Sure. It really is very much that. So we have a number of jurors who are from fashion schools, from the retail side, from really the fashion side. And then you have folks like myself who sort of straddle both areas. My background really is in economic development. I was working at the mayor's office of economic development in New York City. You have someone like Gary Wassner in New York. He's the CEO of a company called Hilden and Interlux, and he really concentrates on the business of fashion. So he's in fashion finance.
How challenging has it been to get to this point?
You know, like any project, it's something where we're building it really from the ground up. In a lot of ways, we're a nonprofit startup, but we have really benefited from all of the great partners that we've had both here in St. Louis and in these other cities, whether it be hosts in places like Dallas or in Minneapolis, or some of the partners and really peers that we have in places like New York City.
What happens after that first class is announced this week?
We're going to be welcoming the designers starting in the late fall. So that would be around the November timeframe. It depends on their own business and, quite frankly, geographic considerations. You know, we hope to have some from the St. Louis area, but you have to remember that some of these designers will be relocating to St. Louis. In January is when the program actually starts.
What kind of commitment do this week's winners have to give St. Louis if they do come from out of town?
They'll need to stay with us for the 2-year period for the program itself. There's no direct way that we'll be making sure that they stay in St. Louis after the program ends. They're business people and entrepreneurs, and they need to do what's best for their business. Whether they stay in St. Louis or they move back to their home city or they move to another city, really will be judged by how well we're able to help grow these companies. So in a lot of ways, I think of myself and our organization. I mean, it's an incubator, right? We're sort of the mother hen, and we want those chicks to grow and to become companies that are able to stand on their feet and to do great work.
That's St. Louis Fashion Incubator Executive Director Eric Johnson talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about the initiative's first class.